Good morning, beautiful angels. Today there are three archangels with the letter S, Archangel Samael, Seraphim Serafina, and Archangel Sandalphon. Archangel Samael is the angel of death of your ego. So if you are seriously progressing on your ascension path in the training school Run on the Inner Planes by Seraphim Serafina, you must first apply to Archangel Metatron, who is the scribe of the Akashic Records. And if you are given permission, Archangel Samael is going to connect to you and prepare you for your higher intergalactic work by presenting you with challenges to your ego. So it's really about breaking down those judgment, criticism, egoic mind, and choosing a gentle, harmonious response to a person or situation. And so we really need to die to our ego and become alive in our spirit. So Archangel Sandalphon is the amazing tall angel, and his energy reaches from the center of the earth to source. It's called the Earth Star Chakra, the fifth dimensional chakra to anchor the foundation of our ascended self. So it holds the potential, highest potential and joy. And you can access the spiritual technology, extraterrestrial wisdom, and assistance of the angelic realm. When your Earth Star Chakra is activated and your Stellar Gateway Chakra is open, so Archangel Sandalphon is like a twin brother of Archangel Metatron. The Soul Star, the Stellar Chakra and the Earth Star Chakra. All right, and Seraphim Serafisa. There are 144 Seraphim. So 144 is an activation of the Seraphim. And Serafisa is one of them who surrounds the Godhead and keeps the vibration of the universes high. Serafisa is the one that takes the thoughts of the source and chants them to the angels who operate on a lower frequency band, and these angels bring them into manifestation. They don't directly connect with humans, but they are around the universes and they watch the cosmic movements to help us anchor the golden light into our realms, to help us also to relax and remain open-hearted. A very high frequency Seraphim, Serafisa. It's so beautiful. When you relax to a cellular level, that's when magic and miracles happen. And you can reach new heights. Your heart is free, and every petal of it can open fully, so that its golden center glows. Then the Seraphim can touch you. All right, so you can relax and take a deep breath. Inhale and exhale. I'm going to bring my Tibetan bowl. Thank you. as we gather around with these archangels that we invoke, Archangel Samael, the angel of death of our egoic mind, letting go of any toxicity, any worries or fear about the past and the future, letting go of any perceptions of separation, criticism or judgments that you have taken upon yourself and others. Let go and release, allowing that flow of energy to be able to release and ascend in this incarnation. And as we call upon Archangels and Dalphon to open the Earth Star portal all the way down to the core of Mother Earth and the crystalline fields, transmuting all this toxicity, all these toxins that we have been carrying, attached or entangled, those unconscious negative beliefs that we've been holding in our DNA imprints, all the way down. Feel that energy flowing from your chakras to the root chakra, the Earth Star, with Archangel Sandalphon and Archangel Samael. And as we invoke Seraphim, Seraphisa, the beautiful 144 Seraphim that surrounds the Godhead, the high frequency that holds the cosmic movement and floats around the multiverses to help our planetary system, galaxies, and universe harmoniously synchronize in the universal energy. We ask Seraphim, Seraphisa, to bless us with these divine showers of golden light. Feel that in your crown chakra, opening the thousand-petaled lotus of golden light, illuminating our mind with so much love and light. And feel that symphony and choir of the angels, the archangels, the cherubims and seraphims, concentric circles around this diamond portal, the highest order of the angels, the seraphims, are directly connecting to the Godhead, bringing us these messages, divine blessings and grace through the angels, the universal angels that are working with us to bring in harmony, peace, joy and unity to those countries that are experiencing war, calamities, poverty, scarcity. We bring in these angels of abundance, of love, peace, and joy. As we receive these blessings of the archangels, we open our mind, our heart, our arms to receive, welcoming these angels into our kingdom, blessing our plants kingdom, the animal kingdom, the crystals and the minerals, activating our DNA to its highest potential, highest joy, love, and light. Thank you, thank you, thank you. angels' blessings upon us.